we have a camp in Congo, in a district called Aba. The camp is called Mary. Okay, the returnees from last year, from January to December last year, we have so far received 2,931 households. And the population is 4,072. And this year, in fact, the year has just begun. This year, around 15 days to 20 days, we have so far received 61 households.
All right, so these people, are they coming to Yei town or do they go to different areas in Yei?
Well, in fact, all of them are coming to Yei town. Yeah, most of them are original are citizens of Yei. They flee from here to Congo.
And so how are you handling their return?
In fact, remember, this is self-repatriation. You know, one can feel like coming back, you know. It's not organized sort of thing. And the policies of this, more especially the international NGOs and the NGOs themselves, say they don't have any plan of the return programs. And here we look as a government party, it's becoming hard for us even to help such a situation. And even since when these guys arrived, they have not received anything. They have not got anything from this, either from the government side or from the NGOs.
You talk about they haven't received anything. What are their needs that need to be taken care of?
The need cannot be mentioned. One is food. The food, you know, food's not there. Two, the shelter. Remember, these houses, sometimes houses in Yei, others have been burned, and even others have been occupied, you know, things like that. And non-food items also.
All right, so for the houses that are occupied, are you in dialogue with those who have occupied the house of those returnees, and is there any communication that started from your side so that the real owners can...
In fact, in the side of a government, we are really struggling that. We are synthesizing the people who have occupied those guys' houses. We really synthesize them. They are now aware. If those guys have come, then they just leave the house. That one has no problem there.
And who are those who occupied the houses of those people?
You remember, Ye is big. Ye is around 5 miles to 6 miles square. And there are those guys who ran from Ye to camps. And there are those guys who came from villages to town. Remember that? From village you can come to town. Then from the town you just flew to another country. That's why you found some people entering people's houses.
You mentioned the issue of food and the shelter and that these people returning are not receiving anything, whether from NGOs or from the government. So how are they coping with the situation?
You remember people of Yei, you know, these people are lovely people. You know, they integrated in the community. They integrated in the community, they integrated in the host community, in which, you know, when somebody's come to your house, you don't leave him like that. Whatever you have, you share. That's why you see up now, you know, they are coping up with life. But otherwise, if the host community is hostile, then things will be worse on them. But because the heart of the love is there, that's why they feel like they have been accumulated in a separate site.
What are your plans for the full integration of these people who have returned so that they can carry on with their normal lives?
Most especially the people of Yei River County, they only want peace. The food they don't want, the only peace, if you have that, 2 months, 3 months, they can change. They can change the situation. But now, if there's no peace, then things is not good on them. But what we are crying now, we need at least total peace. Wherever you can move to, access your samba, wherever you want to go, you can go. Then this is what people of here want.